The World View with Adam Gilchrist is brought to you by Emirates. View the world of business from a different perspective with Emirates First and Business. Fly Emirates. Fly better.
So welcome to the Emirates World View. Keno with you all the way through until 9 this morning on 567 Medium Wave Cape Talk. And Adam Gilchrist will be joining you live from London to tell you about some of the big stories internationally. But before we get into that, just a reminder, you can win yourself R1,000 cash. All you have to do is send me a question about the world. Any question you've always wanted answered, send that through via WhatsApp on 072-567-1567, either a voice note or type, and then I'll read the question or play the question, and if we have that answered, the R1,000 is yours. But Adam, in London, a very good morning to you, sir, and I've got to thank you. Thank you very much for not introducing Brexit right up front. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, funny you should mention Brexit. No, we won't.
No, maybe we'll give it a little bit of a mention. It's still an issue. But now let's talk about these Israeli airstrikes. Some tit-for-tat military moves against Hamas.
Yes, although the deal often with the Israeli military is that their tit is always bigger than your tat. You know, it's that sort of thing.
Yep.
They respond. It's a bit like having an older brother. In the sense that, you might get a slap in on the older brother, but boy, is he going to deck you. And this is how the Israeli Defense Force seems to operate. And Benjamin Netanyahu is absolutely saying that they won't tolerate the fact that rockets were fired into Israeli territory. And we know that a house was hit north of Tel Aviv, but there were no injuries. There was no one in the house at the time. And the other rockets that were fired, they said as many as 30, fell into open fields. So Israel has hit back with specifically targeted attacks on Hamas targets, sorting out the office of Hamas's political leader and the group's military intelligence headquarters and other targets as well. And these airstrikes absolutely hit home. And as far as we can tell at this stage, no deaths, but certainly some injuries. And both sides may like to justify this, although frankly, we don't actually know if it was a Hamas attack on Israel at the time, these indiscriminate rocket firings. So again, just the ante gets upped, doesn't it, in the Middle East, in Israel specifically, and around the occupied territories and so forth. It's all the time with the Israeli Prime Minister in Washington having chats with Donald Trump. You just get that feeling that, there's something in the air.
No, indeed. I mean, Israel taking a hammer to an ant. But let's talk about Russian jets in Venezuela. Now, the U.S. warns of retaliation.
Yeah, and there's always a bit of a worry with that, isn't there? Because it's sort of an open-ended sentence. But the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, has told his Russian counterpart, the United States will, quote, not stand idly by if Russia sends military personnel to Venezuela. It's because, in the last couple of days or so, two Russian Air Force planes have turned up in Venezuela, and on board there was clearly some equipment, a senior defense official, and about 100 Russian troops. So 100 Russian troops, of course, won't make an enormous difference, but there they are. Maybe they're just there to guard the planes, but it's boots on the ground, isn't it? The United States and all sorts of other countries, of course, vehemently oppose the Venezuelan president. Russia and, as it happens, Cuba are propping up the government of Nicolas Maduro and helping him out no end, because Russia is very interested in Venezuela's oil and gas, of course, as are other countries. Let's not pretend everyone is altruistic about this. So, United States versus Russia in a country not so very far away. Yeah, we know how that can play out. Let's hope it doesn't.
No, indeed. Now, the abuse of British MPs. Now, Brexit abuse getting more volatile and also violent.
Yeah, indeed. Parliament in London is setting up a special inquiry into the abuse of politicians. We know a few things have happened. MPs reporting some horrible language, some harassment, some jostling, social media threats galore, including death threats, one from a neo-Nazi who has ultimately been jailed. In fact, only yesterday a man was jailed for 28 days for throwing an egg at the Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn. Once upon a time, I thought eggs and politicians went together, but I'd be wrong. They're not meant to. The official advice now to MPs given this week is that if they go in and out of Parliament, perhaps they should go in groups for safety. That's not meant to be the way it is in the mother of all parliaments. And I have to say the halting bottom line of this is that we had the murder of the Labour MP Joe Cox a week before the Brexit referendum. And that, of course, it's only 3 years on. It's still fresh in the memory somehow that that's what can happen if we don't take politician safety seriously.
This is very true. But the politicians haven't covered themselves in glory. I'm not saying they deserve to be, harassed the way they are or harassed at all. But it looks like, you've got a country that voted for something and they're doing their damnedest not to live up to what the referendum asks.
They just can't see the wood for the trees.
They can't.
You're right. I suppose if you're going to court a nutter, it's probably doing what they're doing at the moment.
Yeah, and there are nutters out there. We know that much. Now, a royal first in Cuba. This is Prince Charles and Camilla. They're now on a four-day tour.
Yes, I suppose. Russia sends military planes to Venezuela.
You send Camilla.
Obviously, the UK sends Prince Charles and Camilla Parker Bowles to Cuba. Actually, this is the first official royal visit to Cuba ever, given that, I suppose, the last 60 years it had the Castros in power, and it is still a communist country. It's not exactly a democracy, but Prince of Wales and Duchess of Cornwall have popped up because, of course, they're promoting future economic ties. In fact, unlike with Americans, you guys and us have been going to Cuba for a little while now. It's kind of open to tourism, pretty much. And maybe there are one or two things you don't want to do while you're in Cuba. But overall, it's a much more open country than most people seem to think. Intriguingly, it's gone more open in the past couple of years, post the Castros. Except, although still a communist country, it has slightly rowed back a little bit on the freedom and reform because they have a fear, apparently, of fueling inequality. Now, I'm sure the royals will be all over that. If there's one thing the royal family are very good at, it's stamping out inequality.
Yes. Yes, no, of course. Not that any of them have been behind it in the first place. But anyway, really great having you on the show. Don't tell them I said so. Adam, that's Adam Gilchrist in London.
Don't blow the light
in. Tomorrow with more. He shall be back. Now, every day on the Emirates World View, we've been asking you to send us a question on any world topic that you'd like to know more about. And you can stand a chance to be R1,000 cash wealthier by voice noting us a question or even just typing it. I prefer the voice notes, by the way. And I've said this to the team. It's always better when you hear someone asking that question directly. So I'm going to ask them as far as possible to give us voice notes. But Larry has sent us a message and he wants to know why Norway is not part of the European Union. So we went to David Monier at the University of Johannesburg for that answer.
The Kingdom of Norway is not a member of the European Union for the reasons that when Norway applied to be a member in 1962, it was not successful. There were long negotiations until 1972. By Norway only reached a trade agreement instead of full membership. And from 1972 up to 1994, I think there has been attempts to make Norway a member of the European Union. And on those two occasions, 1972 as well as 1994, through a referendum, Norwegians rejected full membership of the European Union and decided to remain with the European Union area, which allows movement of goods as well as movement of people. So in a nutshell, Norway is kind of a half member, that it enjoys certain privileges as European Union area, with granting it trade and certain privileges. However, its fishery is not part of the entire European Union, where agreements binds on all member states.
There we go, Larry. That question answered by Dr. David Monier, who is at the University of Johannesburg. Well done for having that Emirates Worldview question answered. You've won yourself that R1,000 cash, and that is courtesy of Emirates. Experience a new level of comfort on board Emirates Business. Fly Emirates. Fly better.
If you have a question on an interesting topic for Emirates Worldview, send us a WhatsApp voice note on 072-567-1567 or hashtag Emirates Worldview on Twitter. There's more Emirates Worldview on capetalk.co.za.